And now, broadcasting live from the second annual Connor's Cure WrestleMania tailgate, this is the New Age Insiders WrestleMania Prediction Show with your hosts, Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville. Because I'm ready to go.
It is catchy.
Oh, God.
I don't care for Florida, the performer. See, the state's been wonderful. Performer I don't like, but it's a catchy song.
It's far more of Pitbull's song, though.
Is it?
He's right on the label.
Isn't
right.
That usually worse?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in Pitbull's demographic, and I'm going to...
Yeah, well, no, we're not in Miami-Dade.
I'm going to be
we're
in the
okay.
heel here.
We're Central Florida, not Southern Florida.
Well, where we are is live from Lot 11 at WrestleMania 33, the Connor's Cure tailgate party. The
yes.
neighborhood is here. We got new people
they
here.
They did the woo old thing like people. Last year.
Thank you for sticking with us. We now officially have the power to
we
bring you
power.
This show
we
live. We're really
power.
Excited to for get into what should be a very special WrestleMania. We really do think all the stops are going to be pulled out. I mean, look at that set. There is a roller coaster, everybody.
And
we're
it's
in
covered
store
in LEDs.
For something pretty special. We're definitely looking forward to it. We're looking forward to talking to all of you. We have the
yeah.
rant with Ant's own Ant. We
Ooh.
Have Matt McCool, who will be joining us throughout the show.
We have both G-Rods.
The network, the both versions of G-Rod, both blonde and otherwise. we are really looking forward to talking to all of you. What are you looking forward to at WrestleMania 33? What, you know, as they say, put your butt in the seat. I know I am here for one reason and one reason alone.
The
and that
Divas
is,
Battle Royal.
And that is to see if Emelina can come back and win this thing.
Her name's Emma now. She's
it's Emma
again.
Yeah, we saw her at Disney Springs. And,
huge
oh
fan.
Oh, boy, is she attractive.
Huge fan. No, I'm looking forward to basically everything WWE's putting in front of me, and I'm not just trying to say that to mark out. They do not pay me, so why would I lie to you? But I think it's going to be a really great WrestleMania. And hey,
but you are a liar.
We went to WrestleMania 32, and that one, ay, caramba. So this one's got to be better than that. And maybe a face can win.
Yeah.
Maybe one.
One.
We'll see what happens. For those of you who are new and have never experienced the New Age Insiders, thank you so much for joining us here at the Connor's Cure tailgate party. My name is Jason Maltov.
I am Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
And we are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter. And please do. We're at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. We're live every Wednesday night on our website, newageinsiders.com, and with our award-winning network. That's right, we're giving you an award. We all together are the premier place.
Yeah, but the Rant with Ant doesn't share that award.
For wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. And we hope to be your weekly reminder that pro wrestling isn't perfect, but it's basically better than everything else. And the apex of pro wrestling truly is WrestleMania.
When is that going
to
be on a shirt?
Sooner than later. So WrestleMania really is the apex of the industry, whether or not you like the decisions they've made going in, going out, during the show. Some of these WrestleManias have been what you can call clunkers, and some of them have been some of the greatest wrestling shows that have ever been put on. Where will this one fall? We'll see. But WrestleMania 33 is here. We've spent so much time thinking about it. After the Royal Rumble, this is sort of all a wrestling fan's mindset goes to. Are you excited for WrestleMania 33? Has WWE done their preliminary job, which is get you ready and invested in this show?
Yeah, I'm super excited for this as the days kind of drew closer. I think that this is going to be far better than last year's version. They've done a lot better, mostly because they're healthy. Everybody is healthy for the most part. I know, obviously, the state of Seth Rollins is a little bit in question.
Yeah.
But I think that even whatever they're going to do is going to maximize what Seth Rollins can do.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about it. Last year was a very disappointing show that didn't deliver. And I was very optimistic going into it, hoping that it was going to be good,
yeah.
and it wasn't.
Well, the break that I wanted to give them was that last year, for all intents and purposes, John Cena and Seth Rollins weren't a part of this thing. It was great to see John Cena come out and be part of that segment where it's like, let's embarrass the Wyatt family for some reason. And that was a fun thing that John Cena was a part of, but really he wasn't a part of WrestleMania 32. Seth Rollins wasn't a part of WrestleMania 32 in any capacity after the year before having one of the all-time WrestleMania moments. So you try to cut him a break on things like that, not to mention the fact that they smushed so many people in the Intercontinental match.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you've got Zayn and Owens and Ziggler.
And Miz.
And
Stardust.
And the Zack Ryder all yeah. preoccupied in one match. That takes away from, you know, individual slots that might have gotten filled. That's the other thing about this show as well is I know I'm looking forward to it, don't get me wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong, WrestleMania is 49 hours this year?
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but it started last Thursday.
So did it have to be a 55-hour show for Samoa Joe to get a match?
No. Samoa Joe.
How can you put on a 7-hour show and be like, we just didn't have the time?
Samoa Joe wrestled on the pre-show that was last Monday.
Oh, wonderful. Well, The Undertaker's already on his way to the ring, from what I
hear.
Yeah,
no, he is.
Because that entrance ramp is like a quarter mile long.
They've, they've started pumping in the AC so that by the time he goes on, it'll be cool.
There's two entrances. There's the entrance that everybody else is going to use and The Undertaker's. So he starts his entrance at the beginning of the show, and by the time it's time
match
for his match,
time.
He'll be at the ring.
Right, exactly.
It's going to be pretty
great.
So we could talk about the fact that Roman Reigns and The Undertaker, we're going to get our predictions out there at the end of the show. We definitely want to talk to all of you. And by the way, let's bring him on. He's here. Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
From the from the Rant with G-Rod, it is Ant DeStefano.
Yeah.
From the Rant, formerly the Rant with Ant. I like the Rant with G-Rod better. We're going to go with that.
Me too.
I think
we have executive power.
Shout out to Matty Wilson's checkered board shorts.
Yeah. Yeah,
came Matt, all the way.
I don't know whether to say smile or king me.
Matty, you are fantastically British.
Yeah.
It's like awesome. So, Ant, you're here. Let's ask you the same question before we get into specifics and matches and predictions. Are you excited for WrestleMania 33? Has WWE done their job so far, which is to get you to this show with high hopes and expectations?
Absolutely. I mean, WrestleMania is something where you buy the ticket before you even know the event. It's like the Super Bowl. You don't know what teams are playing, but you know it's going to be good.
So usually the Patriots.
I wasn't going to say it.
Usually not the Eagles.
I wasn't going to say
But the spectacle alone is enough to make me excited. But then you have Undertaker Reigns, you have Jericho KO, you have Shane and AJ. Like, the card is so much better than last year.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be booking decisions throughout this night that are going to perplex some people. We can talk about, you know, we can talk about it now if you want to, the fact that, yeah, is Shane McMahon every wrestling fan's dream opponent for AJ Styles? No. But guess what? They have a ring on top of the ring. He's going to jump off it, and you know it. You know what I mean? It's going to be fun. Is AJ Styles, like, when I drew up, like, who do I need to see AJ Styles wrestle in his short window in this company? Because I don't think AJ Styles is here for more than 5 total years. So who do I guts to see? Shane McMahon was not on that list, I must admit. At the same time, do you really want him to fight Dolph Ziggler for no good reason in a, wow, Ziggler, you really are just a huge loser, spectacular? Do you really want him to win the Intercontinental title? I don't really think you do. So fighting Shane McMahon in something that'll boil down to being really fun is not worst-case scenario for AJ Styles. It's not best case, but it's not worst case.
No, I think that everybody kind of fantasy books a little bit too much, and they get it in their head, something that was never on the table. Shawn Michaels versus AJ Styles at this WrestleMania was never going to happen.
They asked Shawn.
Right. And what did he say?
No.
I'm retired.
He said, wah, wah. He just made that sound.
But it was never on the table. So for fans to get mad that they're like, he should wrestle Shawn Michaels. Well, Shawn Michaels didn't want to wrestle him. Not like he didn't want to wrestle him.
Right.
But he doesn't want to come out of retirement.
Sure.
So that's why you can't, you know, you get disappointed with these type of things. It's kind of like the Universal title.
Right. Well, there's that.
Not the match, but
I bought
title.
One anyway. I don't even love it that
I
much.
I just want to add, too, okay. That Shane McMahon's never in a non-important WrestleMania match.
Right.
I mean, even with the X-Pac thing or whatever.
That X-Pac, was still for a European championship.
And he was a star. DX was
exactly.
Over.
DX was Degeneration.
You're not just going to throw Shane McMahon's not going to fight Sheamus.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? It's McMahon. So they always put themselves over. But Shane's going to do crazy stuff. AJ's going to make him look like $1 million. I don't get why people complain. The Nakamura pipe dream, you know, think about
that's
it next
right.
year.
That's another one.
Yeah, next year.
He's going to fight Finn Balor next year, and everybody's going to love it.
Exactly.
We are the New Age Insiders live on location outside WrestleMania 33. We are just hours away from the biggest show of the year, and we are honored to be part of the Connor's Cure tailgate party. There are links on our Twitter where you can donate. This is an outstanding cause. I think every WWE fan knows Connor's story and how great a cause this is. And we know that, Ant, you have a personal story that affects you, and that's why you really wanted to be a part of this.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to do stuff for Connor's Cure charity. My brother's actually a pediatric cancer survivor. He had cancer when he was 10 years old. I was a baby, given a 10% chance to live, did beat the odds. Still, you know, they're suffering effects from the chemo, the radiation. He's having strokes. So it just doesn't stop. You know, when you beat cancer, cancer's still trying to beat you. So it's very important. Like, we're all out here having fun today, watching wrestling, a mental escape, if you will. just remember the people who want to be here, that can, you know, the young kids that can't be here, and have fun for them and donate, because I know, you know, charities like Connor's Cure, which wasn't around 30 years ago when my brother was sick, but they helped my family. You know, they helped them with medical bills. They helped them with Christmas. They helped them with Thanksgiving. Whatever they need, charities like this go above and beyond for people who are sick. And, I mean, who doesn't want to help kids?
Right, absolutely. And right. So go to the New Age Insiders Twitter. There's all sorts of links of where you can donate. And please, we greatly encourage you to do so. We're going to be talking to the fans. We'll have an open seat. Please, if you want it, take it. We'll be talking to you about WrestleMania, why you're here, and what you're looking forward to. But kind of around the table, what's the one thing you're looking forward to most about the show we're about to go see?
I'd say probably for me, it's going to be Taker and Reigns. I'm really curious about the ending. I'm a diehard Taker fan, as most of you listeners out there know. And I do expect him to lose tonight, as much as I hate that. And then the other match I'm looking forward to is Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho. It's been the best story so far leading up the last 3 months on Raw. I mean, they even took the title off of Kevin Owens to further that story.
My favorite part about Reigns and Taker is I truly don't know.
Like, yes,
I think exactly. I think they both really want me to think both, and they're right. And I, you know what I mean? And I know everybody's like, nah, it's just easily Roman Reigns. This is the Undertaker at WrestleMania. Even if Reigns wins, this was not an easy decision, I assure you.
Yes.
Oh, and Sting's here. Hey, Sting! Stinger!
Okay. I would have to say, I'm super excited for Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho, probably first and foremost. And then, second off, I'm really excited to see what Bray Wyatt's entrance is going to be.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty great, too.
The last time Bray Wyatt had an important entrance at WrestleMania...
It was during the day.
It was during the day, and there were scarecrows. And so I would hope that we're going to do something spooky and fun, and it's going to be dark out, so it'll be cool.
Ant, what are you looking forward to most?
I'm a Rollins guy. I've been waiting for Rollins Triple H for a while. But, yeah.
I said, Bada!
The Game Boy!
Yeah. Bada flew all the way to Orlando and bore his arms broken.
But, so I was really looking forward to that, to the Reigns-Taker match. And I just can't wait till Reigns puts Taker out and I see all these lovely people cry on the way to the exit.
Oh.
That's right. Roman. It's his yard.
That's quite the reaction. Roman Reigns, if nothing else, everybody, Roman Reigns garnering reactions. All right, so he's usually our first caller every time we do a live show, so why wouldn't he be our first guest?
Yeah.
He has flown in all the way from the UK.
And boy, are his arms broken.
Hey! he is British extraordinaire, our Ooh. Representative from the UK. It's Matty Wilson. Matty, are you excited for WrestleMania?
Hey! Up my pussy. I'll be true. Oh,
of course. And right away. Absolutely.
Right away.
You should have just muted him right away.
You're done. You're cut off.
You should have just muted him right away.
That was Matty Wilson, everybody.
What are you excited about for WrestleMania, Matty?
Bray Wyatt.
Why?
100% Bray Wyatt. He's my guy. I want him to return. I am excited about the entrance. It's going to be an amazing entrance. It's going to be entrance of the night. I think it's going to be match of the night. Everything's going to be good. Universal Champion's going to go Bray Wyatt. Women's Champion's going to go Bray Wyatt. Everything's going to go Bray Wyatt.
Did you see Batman Begins?
Yeah.
Where the part where Batman comes out of that room and he's just surrounded by bats, like they're everywhere. I want that to be Bray Wyatt's entrance. I want them to just open a door and Bray Wyatt and 10,000 bats fly out. It's an open door stadium. Let's use it. You know what I mean? They'll figure it out.
What about moths?
They'll find their way out.
I feel like he's more of a moth guy.
He's Mothman.
He's Mothman.
That's something that needs to be spoken of because, unfortunately, what a lot of fans on the internet like to do and what we do not like to do is just dwell on the negative and everything's bad and this is what we don't like, and Twitter is just basically a platform to say, everything I watch 8 hours a week is terrible. See you next Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But one thing that's kind of taken over is the fact that, yes, everybody, Bill Goldberg is the Universal Champion.
Woo!
I'm sorry.
Woo!
Sorry that the biggest star on the card is Brock Lesnar and the second biggest guy that Raw can offer you is fighting him. But something that's lost in all that negativity from fans that disagree with that decision is the fact that WWE has taken an enormous step with Bray Wyatt. This two-belt system and the fact that Goldberg is floating around it has kind of lost sight of the fact that Bray Wyatt is the WWE champion. 6 months ago, we were concerned about whether or not this guy was going to keep finding TV time. This time last year at WrestleMania, he was used to get embarrassed by The Rock and John Cena. Something that you reserve for a Jinder Mahal-like guy, that was Bray Wyatt's spot. 1 year later, He's the champion in SmackDown's championship match against an all-time Hall of Famer. The year that this guy has had from 32 to 33 is not something that should fly under the radar. He has arrived, yes. And fans have spent years wanting this, and I really think it's time to dwell on that. People, you got to pick out the positive. When WWE makes you happy, you got to focus on it. You wanted Bray Wyatt at a championship level. You wanted him to be all spooky crazy. Well, guess what? He's baptizing himself in ashes as a champion. You win. You know what I mean? Celebrate it. It's a good thing.
That was a weird metaphor.
That's actually literally what he did. Right. He baptized himself in ashes as champion, which is, I think, an emo album that's coming out next spring.
Yeah, from I Cry Tears.
Right, exactly. Maddie, well, from the Raw side of things, what's got you hooked? What did they do to make you happy?
I'm not saying it's because of you, but I am excited about Brock versus Goldberg.
No, you're saying that only because of him.
It's Brock. Talk into the mic.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
I'm usually used to having something else in my hand.
Oh, my goodness.
In my mouth.
Goodness gracious.
A nice cold drink.
This nice is a family show.
Yeah, but Brock versus Goldberg, that's going to be a hell of a match, I think.
I think so, too.
I think Kevin Owens versus Jericho is going to be a hell of a match.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great WrestleMania. I think it's going to be heads above the rest of last year.
I think it's going to stand out over the last 5 to 7 WrestleManias for sure. I truly do believe that.
Absolutely.
Maddie, you are the absolute best. Thank you so much for joining us live.
Right.
It's been great to hang with you this week.
All right.
The one thing that I do want to bring up, because I still don't know what it is and something I'm very excited about, has to be the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that match is going to be.
Yeah.
Right? Is it going to be a battle royal, a gauntlet, a scramble?
I think I'm the only one in Florida that doesn't think Asuka's going to show up. I'm the guy that doesn't.
No, because she retained last night.
Yeah, and her match last night didn't feel like the end of her story.
No,
with
there
Ember
was no
Moon.
Send-off or anything.
It didn't feel like it. Nakamura had his last match.
Oh yeah,
he did.
If you want to go check out at New Age Insiders on Twitter and see the video of when they went dark and he basically shook everybody in the building's hand and bowed goodbye.
And the entire
times.
Building sang his song without any music.
I just don't think we're going to see Asuka. I don't want to be that guy, but I just don't think that's what we're doing. We are joined by the current reigning and defending New Age Insiders hardcore champion.
And it looks like she'll be the defending for a year.
Well, we're going to get that belt back tonight. Somebody's going to beat Shannon for it eventually. Shannon, you're the hardcore champion. We love you. It's been great to meet you. What are you looking forward to at WrestleMania? I have a feeling I know, but why don't you go ahead and tell the people that are new to the show.
Roman versus Undertaker.
Get out of town,
Me
lady.
Me too.
Hard to believe.
Unbelievable. So here's the thing about Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker. No matter what happens, it's going to be good. Because either Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker, and I get to watch the internet break.
Explode.
Right, just absolutely implode.
In true heel fashion.
They won't even explode. They will die unto themselves like a star.
Yes.
That's what will happen.
A black hole will start to exist.
Or... The Undertaker wins, and I finally get to go to a WrestleMania that ends in cheers when it comes to Roman Reigns.
I wouldn't go that far.
Is that confirmed that it's closing the show? Aside from Uncle Dave reporting it?
If JR is calling it, it's going on last.
But JR could also be calling Brock and Goldberg.
And I think JR will call Brock and Goldberg, and I think Brock and Goldberg will go on last, because here's the reality of this show. The biggest star on this card is Brock Lesnar. Period. It's not John Cena, because John Cena doesn't have fighting credibility. The MMA fan community doesn't give pro wrestling any respect, but they respect the hell out of Brock Lesnar. They don't respect John Cena like that.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
The crossover appeal of Brock Lesnar makes him the biggest star on the card, and Brock Lesnar holding that championship to close the show is the best lasting image you can put on there. But with that being said, it'll probably be Roman Reigns pinning The Undertaker, and then everybody breaks their TVs and cancels the network and sues Apple TV for displaying it. But okay, so before we get to predictions, what do you think should go on last?
You know what? I think that Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker should go on last.
Ay, caramba. We didn't even do Rock and Hogan last.
Right.
And that's like the greatest thing
then
ever.
Then you got to put Taker over.
Look how dead that crowd was at 18.
Right. Yeah. They had nothing left for Jericho versus Triple H.
Because
they just brought Hulkamania back. They're exhausted.
Yeah. The reason is because, like you just said, you're going to get a massive reaction one way or the other. You're either going to have the internet explode because Roman Reigns beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania, or you're going to be ultimately relieved because Roman Reigns was put in his place and not stacked up to The Undertaker and didn't beat The Undertaker, right? So either way, the crowd is going to be exhausted. Just put it on last, especially because you also are able to protect Brock and Goldberg a little bit. Because while I don't think that... I think that that match is going to surprise people.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a wrestling match.
It's going to be one of those like old school Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko
yeah,
technical right. masterpieces. Yeah.
At the 47-minute mark.
Right, exactly.
It's
I can't
be
believe they didn't
fight.
Give him an Iron Man. I'm like pretty right. blown away by that.
It's, Brock Goldberg is going to be a fight. And if that has to go home early, it's better to have that go home early and extend... Undertaker and Roman, then it would be easier to have them go home early in the show end.
Yeah, that is probably the best point, because if Roman Reigns is going to beat The Undertaker, which I'm not going to make my final prediction until the end of the show because I haven't made it yet, but if the Undertaker, but if Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker, that's probably got to close because yeah.
Oh, no way.
You're going to lose yeah.
no
your,
way.
You're going to lose the crowd.
Yeah. You're going to lose the crowd.
They
you're
going
to have the same reaction as 32 last
Chip
year.
Chip,
I don't know where I don't know where Chip is, but he's going to put himself through a table like a Capone.
But people don't want are not excited about Goldberg Brock, the average fan. There's no way you're going to get a drop of juice out of that crowd after Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker.
Right. If I am the only person in this crowd tonight cheering, Roman will have a fan.
Do you think that Roman Reigns wins?
I think he wins.
I do think he probably does.
I mean,
right?
Fight me, though. Fight everybody. I'm
so
ready.
She's a hardcore
champion. I'd
so,
watch out.
All right, so this, Shannon, before we let you go, I want to talk about this now. If The Undertaker loses, does this not have to be the end of the road? Isn't this it? Aren't we done here? That's 25 WrestleMania decisions. You've now lost two of them. You are so old. You know what I mean? Not you, but him.
No, you can't say that about
I
him.
Want The Undertaker to be 11 feet tall and jump over stuff and spooky dookie, and now he just looks like...
Spooky poop?
Yeah, kind of. And now he just looks like everybody, like a crazy old woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I can't handle it
Did you
it
see
anymore.
Him laugh at Brock?
And I can't handle right, it.
He looked like a scary woman mask.
Right. I'm assuming The Undertaker's the Wicked Witch of the South or something like
yeah,
that,
right.
So I can't handle it anymore.
I think regardless of if he wins or loses, this is it.
I think so. I think it's...
But if it is it, him being who he is, he'll go out on his back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And
I just wish they would have built it a little bit more if this is possibly going to be his last.
Does JR call it?
But the kind of guy that Undertaker
but
is,
the other thing,
he wouldn't want people to know this.
Right.
This is
the other, look at what Austin did. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Right.
Austin knew. Just lost to The Rock and never came back.
Yeah.
that's what happened to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Fair.
What's that? Sure. Oh yeah!
See,
you
but
got
that's
the closest
why.
Thing you got was is last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, last year.
That Xavier Woods very well might have taken the last stunner. You know what I mean? And I know there's a joke in there after the last couple of weeks.
Hey, we're not doing that either. We're not doing that either.
We're gonna leave it alone.
NXT Women's Title.
Shannon, reigning and defending New Age Insiders Hardcore Champion, who forgot
Forever.
The belt, so he can't defend.
Forever.
Well, apparently you didn't bring the belt, so we can't defend.
I did,
it.
And I did it on purpose.
I had a feeling.
Hashtag.
We love you. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll
Thank
talk to you really soon.
From
you. The Rant with G-Rod, it's the person that the show is named after. He is live in the building. He lives in Los Angeles, so we never get to see him. So now we got to meet a network guy this week. That's been a pleasure for us. And it is a bigger pleasure to introduce G-Rod to the New Age Insiders. G-Rod, how you doing? Are you excited for WrestleMania 33? Roman Reigns is going to beat The Undertaker. Everyone loves it. Your thoughts?
Well, this is my first WrestleMania, so I'm excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me on.
Of course.
Thank you for coming, everyone.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm an Undertaker fan. I'm like you with Goldberg. I'm like Bill with Undertaker.
Yep. I love me some Goldberg, everybody. I do not care what you think.
The most logical storyline progression for this whole thing is if Reigns is going to face Brock Lesnar later down the line, Reigns has to beat The Undertaker.
Yeah, I think that... Fans, you have to look at this match like this, and it sucks, but here we are. If I told you in a vacuum, wrestler A is a young, up-and-coming guy we've already had confidence to put a title on, and wrestler B is a 51-year-old at the end of the road, you would tell me that wrestler A has to beat wrestler B. But then I tell
Kevin
you that
Owens
it's
Goldberg.
But then I no, because that's way different. That's way different.
No, it's the exact same thing. Fans bitched and complained that Goldberg going over on Owens was not right because Kevin Owens is the young, up-and-coming guy, and he should have beaten Goldberg.
But Owens' loss was a plot device to his Jericho match and something bigger. This is like, there's no titles
on the line you can't pick and choose, because you can't say that Owens should have beaten Goldberg.
Right, no, I've made that point before. Right. What I'm saying is, in a vacuum, what fans would say is, wrestler A has to beat wrestler B. Then I tell you that wrestler A is Roman Reigns and wrestler B is The Undertaker, and then your head falls off. And that's not how it works. When wrestlers move on, they put someone over. All the time, every time. That's how this goes. And so when if The Undertaker's done, which he might be with all those miles on the tires, then yeah, Roman Reigns should probably win this match. Sorry.
It's true. And I don't get the Roman hate. It still bothers me. I think it bothers everyone. And he's a great wrestler. His mic skills might not be that good, but he's great in the ring.
I don't think they're that bad either.
Yeah, I can agree to that.
He's also not asked to do poetry.
Right. Exactly.
Not everybody's The Rock, everybody. We can't all be incredibly funny.
But if this is Taker's last match, I'm glad to be here for it.
Yeah.
Because
he's
my favorite.
Is it?
But, I think so. I think so. I think it has to be.
I think it might be. Bill, you're a huge Undertaker fan. What do you think about this whole thing?
I'm so torn, because I don't think it's his last one. I think if you're going to put Taker down, it's got to be in a story that's fitting, whether it be either John Cena or whether it be Kane to bring that story full circle. And I don't think Roman Reigns is the guy. And I think with Taker going to the WrestleMania 34 press conferences already, and I hate that we know that kind of stuff. I wish it was all kayfabe.
Yeah.
But with him going to the 34 press conference already, unless he's headlining next year's class, I think he's wrestling next year in New Orleans.
That's not a bad point to make. You know, and the reality here, though, is like, so what's the finish line? Because I need us to get there. You know what I mean? If it's John Cena, okay. I would love it to be Kane. It's not going to happen, but that would be the greatest conclusion of that story ever. Kane came to the World Wrestling Federation to get his brother, and at the end of the line, he finally got him. That's beautiful. But we don't do that. It'll probably be John Cena, which is also fine. But we kind of got to get to the point, because I'm getting less and less excited every year about The Undertaker. I'm excited about this match because it's a booking phenomenon to me. WWE has put themselves in a position where I don't think they want either guy to lose, and somebody has to, and I'm fascinated by what decision they're going to make. But I'm not necessarily jazzed about The Undertaker. Not as much as I was last year, not as much as I was the year before, not as much as I was the year before that. After he lost to Brock, everything kind of went away to me. Yes, it's a very cool entrance. There's purple fog, everybody. You know what I mean? I assure you, there's 25 years of footage on a network for only $9.99. You know what I mean? I don't know if we're getting anything new and overly productive out of him unless he's putting people over. I would have rather he not fought Bray Wyatt, because what was that rivalry? Bray Wyatt had a...
Talking to a chair.
Bray Wyatt had a feud
and
with
lightning.
Bray Wyatt had a feud with a rocking chair on TV for 3 weeks.
Yep.
And then The Undertaker showed up and didn't put him over. I don't need that.
Right.
I don't.
And then Shane wrestled him for a box, and we never found out what was in the box.
Which we never found out.
We'll see. All right. We are joined by a New Age Insiders regular. It is Nick. Nick, what's your Twitter handle?
G_25.
Good. One more time.
Nick_25.
Nick_25 is live and in the house outside of WrestleMania 33. What are you looking forward to the most at the show of shows? What brought you here?
Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho, I think, is the best rivalry on the show. And I'm a big Bray Wyatt fan, as I've told you before. So seeing him walk in as champion and hopefully walk out is what brought me to the show.
What do you think of the United States Championship match? I do agree with you that it's probably the best story that Raw has told. It's definitely the slowest burn. Do you think that Chris Jericho retains? Do you think Owens takes this thing? Do you think that Kevin Owens or Chris Jericho are the right guy to keep the United States title relevant, that kind of thing? What do you think about the matchup?
You know, it's a tough one because, you know, Jericho is so hot right now. He's the hottest guy on Raw, and so he could retain for that reason. But I just think he wants to put Kevin Owens over. I think that's the end of this rivalry. He puts Owens over, and he goes with his band Fozzy and tours. And then, you know, with the United States Championship, if Lesnar's winning the Universal title, if he's keeping it till, let's say, SummerSlam, the United States title has to be the main show every single week. It's going to be the main focus. You know, Reigns might be fighting for it, Balor, whoever it is. And Kevin Owens has proved that he could lead the Raw brand with the Universal title, so I think he could do the same with the United States title.
That's a great point.
I think I'm just going to get up and give Nick my spot on the show.
Wise beyond your years.
Well, it's funny, because I don't think anybody's even thought about that when they've been talking about the United States title, is that if Brock is going to be holding this, and some people have talked even past SummerSlam into to WrestleMania next year, that's a whole year where the United States Championship is now your top title.
What do you do Wednesday night today?
I do nothing. You want me to come on the show any day you want, I'll be free for that.
Did we might take you up on that.
Junior correspondent.
But you're Liam, you're a huge Kevin Owens fan. Yeah. You have been his entire career.
Yes.
Were your thoughts on him being at the United States? What do you think about what he put on with Jericho, potentially winning the United States title? What is that going to mean when he's champion? Just, you know, your thoughts on Kevin Owens and where we are right now.
So I'm a weird, crazy person when it comes to pro wrestling. And the just because it's not the Universal title doesn't mean that we can't tell interesting stuff. And the United States Championship is for a belt. He can call himself a champion. That's really all Kevin Owens needs. So whether it is the Universal title or the United States title really doesn't matter for me, as long as the rivalries for whatever that belt is are interesting and worth watching.
Okay, I think that's more than fair. And I think the United States title will never be looked at by the average fan as prestigious as the Intercontinental title. Yeah. WWE has tried. They've put it on guys like John Cena and Roman Reigns. I think it's going to Kevin Owens. Chris Jericho's a huge star. So I think they've tried, but there might be it might be something just as simple as the design. It might be because they've never... They've embraced the lineage, but it always felt like the belt you gave the guy when you're trying to see if he's even over in the first place. And I just think the title has a long way to go. I think a physical redesign would do that belt a world of good and kind of let you know it's new and different and here to stay. And again, the comparison I make all the time is the United States Championship looks like a 4th of July paper plate. You know what I mean? It doesn't look like a championship belt. It looks like it was drawn by a child and won some sort of a contest, and then they just rolled with it. I don't like it. I want them to either bring back the WCW version or make it look like an actual, I don't know, championship belt. Imagine that. But I think Owens is going to win. I think he should win. And to Nick's outstanding point, now he will be primarily the only solo male champion on that show, probably 3 out of 4 weeks a year with Brock. But that's a great point, and you know he can handle it. Not that Chris Jericho can't, but it's probably time to see what Kevin Owens can do with it. My friend, who leaves with the WWE title and who leaves with the Universal title?
With the WWE title, I got to go with Bray Wyatt. You know, they put him on it last month. Why would he lose it in a month? You know, he's so hot right now. His promos have been great. This whole rivalry's been great. He loses it, all that goes away. You want him to be the next Undertaker. If Undertaker's leaving, that's how you make him the next Undertaker. Destroy Randy Orton. Beat Randy Orton. Have Orton, you know, not show up for a week or two. Because otherwise, you know, you're gonna that's burying Bray Wyatt, in my opinion. I don't like to use that word, but that's burying Bray Wyatt, and there's no reason for him to lose.
I really think that Bray Wyatt should win. And the Universal title, who you got?
I got to say Lesnar. You know, Goldberg, I hate... I wish he had another contract on the table or something, but, you know, this is his last match on the contract. It's almost obvious. And, you know, you guys have talked about it. Lesnar is the superstar. I could tell they want Reigns or Strowman to beat him at some point for a belt or even a big match. So I think this is the way that they transition that title.
Nick, I've told people on the show this before. As a Goldberg fan last year, all I asked for was that maybe, hey, we're in Texas, maybe he comes out and spears Bo Dallas. That'd be funny, right? Now he's the champion at WrestleMania. He's going to lose, and that's going to be okay, and I'm going to be okay, and we're going to be okay, because I have hit my head and fallen into some sort of a joy coma, because it's a successful Power Rangers movie in theaters, and Goldberg's the champion at WrestleMania. So we're either in 1998, or I died. But I thank you all for joining me so very much. And Nick, thank you for joining us. It's been awesome to meet you this week, man, and we really, really hope you enjoyed the show.
Of course. Every Wednesday, guys, make sure you tune in.
You're the best.
Thanks, thank you.
You're hired.
Want me, I'm coming on the show. Just let me know.
You're hired. All right. We are the New Age Insiders. We are live outside of WrestleMania 33. We'll be getting to our predictions in just a few minutes. We have another guest that would like to join and talk about WrestleMania. Of course, we are so excited to be here. This is the whole point. This is our gimmick. So, my friend, what's going on? Introduce yourself.
What's up, guys? My name is Ryan from Baltimore, Maryland.
Ryan from Baltimore, hello. Maryland. Reese is from Baltimore, and she's beautiful and smart. That all worked out really
great.
You
know what? Keep the personal stuff out of here.
That really worked out great. Ryan, what brought you to WrestleMania? What made you a ticket holder? Not just a fan, but a ticket holder. Thank you for keeping the tradition alive. At every live event we go to, somebody's dressed like Ric Flair. We really do appreciate it. What brought you here? Why are you excited to be a ticket holder to WrestleMania 33?
It's WrestleMania. I mean, it says it right there. It says biggest show of the year.
Yeah. You are Vince's key demographic. You're just like, I'm just here because it's WrestleMania and I don't care. And I've been doing that for 30 years. I've just been like, here, Vince, here's all the money I have, no matter what you do to me. But what are you excited for most now that you're going to the show? Is there a match? Is there a potential return, a rivalry? What's got you most excited?
Just seeing how stories are going to end tonight.
Yeah. Which one in particular? What's got you the most hooked? Is it Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton?
One of them. But I'm most interested to see Kevin and Chris.
Ooh. Very good. I think that Jericho is probably going to be going away, although this is something to be taken into consideration. Every single time that Jericho goes on, like, goes on TV and goes, I'm going away, he's always on Raw the next week. Like,
right.
Always. So don't believe a word that guy has to say about anything.
Or at least a month later.
Exactly. It's never nearly as long as we think it's going to be. I think that Kevin Owens and Jericho has the opportunity to be the match of the night. And I think that's now as good a time as any to ask, what's going to be the match of the night?
Oh, it's definitely going to be Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Maybe followed closely by the tag team ladder match.
Maybe, especially if the Hardys are in it. I think Neville and Aries are going to put on.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, but that's the match of the pre-show.
Oh my god, I hate that
fair
so
enough.
Much.
Fair
how
enough.
Are we supposed to care? How are we supposed to care about the Cruiserweight title if WWE doesn't?
Oh well, you're not supposed to.
Oh, I guess not. What's going to be the match of the night?
My opinion, or just in general?
Your opinion.
Yeah.
Either Orton and Wyatt or Chris and Kevin.
I think so too, man. I sincerely do. All right, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. You're here, you're excited, you're looking forward to it. Does Goldberg leave champion?
No.
Of course he doesn't. Damn it, Ryan. I don't even know why I asked. Do any titles change hands?
Yes.
Yes. Baron Corbin wins the Intercontinental title and saves us all from Dean Ambrose. Sorry I said it.
And Aries dethrones the King of the Cruiserweights. Yes.
Yeah, all right. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us, man. It was awesome to meet you. Enjoy the show.
All right, thanks, guys. You too.
You got it. All right. The network train just keeps on rolling as now we are joined by the host of the Pipe Bomb.
With
the Pipe Bomb with G-Rod and company. It is from the Pipe Bomb with McCool and Company. It is Matt McCool. He is joining us live at WrestleMania Connor's Gate. That was his submission hold. It was Connor's Cure Tailgate Party. Again, go to our Twitter. There's links to donate. Please do. Matt, it's great to see you this week again. Are you excited for WrestleMania?
Absolutely. It's going to be a great show, guys. You know what I'm most excited for, though?
Sasha
Emma.
Banks.
Charlotte,
right.
Maybe?
Yeah, right? No, but I do think that you're going to have a night. I think you're going to have a great show because I do think that Sasha Banks is going to win this championship.
Me too.
I sincerely do. I think it completes the heel turn if she's the last one standing and kind of steals the title out from under Bayley. I know it's elimination rules, which is weird, but it gives her even more of an opportunity to have a one-on-one backstabbing betrayal. I expect Sasha to win. I think she should, to be honest with you. How about you?
Me too, yeah. There's no reason for Charlotte Flair to win this title again. Doesn't make any sense. She held the championship for a year and a half. Nia Jax is out of this match for no reason whatsoever. The entire story's been about Sasha and about and Bayley.
And we've already got the monkey off our back with Charlotte has lost on pay-per-view.
Yes.
That's not the narrative heading into this match. I would just have Sasha win and complete this heel turn that's like 95% cooked. You know what I mean? Just finish it off. So, the titles. What do you think about Brock and Goldberg for the Universal title? Do you think it was a bad idea? Good idea?
No.
Do you get it?
And everybody that's complaining, look, at the end of the day, money talks. And people are going to talk about Brock and Goldberg on ESPN, on the Today Show, all the media. They're not going to... Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens as a match doesn't have as much sizzle mainstream-wise as Brock and Goldberg does. And I'm fine with that because, look, Goldberg's run wasn't that great the first time.
What?
And it's cool to see him as champion
now
in 2017.
This is the best work of Goldberg's life. You might not like Goldberg's act. Goldberg is a very specific shtick, and if you don't like it, I understand. It's not for everybody, but this is the best Goldberg that Goldberg's ever Goldberg.
Yes.
The Undertaker and Roman Reigns. Does it go on last? What should go on last? If you were booking this thing, how do you end this show?
If I was booking this show, I would end the show with Bray Wyatt for Maddie.
And also,
it's been the best told story the entire WrestleMania. What does go on last? Probably Brock and Goldberg. Should it go on last? Probably not. And in terms of Roman and Taker, I think Roman should win.
Okay. Does he win? I don't know either.
I don't know. It's so hard.
We are live on location at WrestleMania 33. We are talking to the fans. We have someone in the chair. What is your name, my friend?
My name is Jeff McConnell from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, what's going on, man? Well, go Hornets, right? You got the basketball? You got the Hornets back, right?
I'm not a big basketball fan, wrestling fan, so of course, Ric Flair.
Woo! All right, go Ric Flair and the Hornets. All right.
Are you a Southpaw regional wrestling fan?
Nah, it's just more, I do watch WWE a lot, and then I do watch the occasional Impact, now that Dixie's gone.
We can't recommend Lethal Leap Year enough. It was an outstanding
show. Great show.
So, my friend, what are you most excited for? You're a ticket holder to WrestleMania, I'm assuming?
Yes, I am.
What has got you the most excited about this show?
I am excited for Roman and Taker. I think that's going to be a good match. And again, as somebody said, I don't know why there's so much Roman hate. I think there's a lot of fans out there that will boo him, but are in-closet Roman Reigns fans because he's a leading merchandise sales person.
Yep.
So
somebody's buying those shirts.
Somebody's buying those shirts.
Not all the kids.
Not all the kids. There's a lot of adult Roman Reigns fans.
Right. I think that the hate for Roman Reigns at this point is completely unfounded. I mean, what's your complaint? That the guy's not perfect? Okay, guess who else is not perfect? Seth Rollins isn't perfect, everybody. Dean Ambrose isn't perfect, everybody. AJ Styles is very close, all right? But not a lot of them are.
He's just not tall.
He is. He's very close.
But it's everything but height.
But the thing is, you know, we've said this 1,000 times. Roman Reigns was part of something you loved. Not that you liked, that you loved. The Shield was the most over thing that product offered you for about 2 years. Then they took the biggest guy with the best look and pushed that guy to the moon.
That spear was brutal.
And then you come up with, he's not ready. Okay, sorry, Vince. Please, evaluate pro wrestlers for me, 17-year-old with a keyboard. You know what I mean? He's not ready. Roman Reigns isn't ready. For what? And ready for what? To ready to carry the title around? He did great. Stone Cold Steve Austin couldn't wrestle, you guys. He was just funny and drank beer.
Neither could The Rock.
There's so many different ways to be an overusable worker in this company, and Roman Reigns is one of those guys. He's just fine.
There is a McDonald's championship.
The United
States championship.
So where did you... Well, first of all, what's your name?
Zach Devlin.
Okay, and where are you from?
Long Island, New York.
Very fun. Who did you pin the Hamburglar for the McDonald's United States championship?
I submitted Ronald McDonald. The belt was presented to me from Mayor McCheese. And, funny story, the Hamburglar actually tried cashing in burgers in the bank and failed.
Wow. You're a hero, sir. I'm going to have to shake your hands. Okay, we're going to do
this. I'm marking out right now for that.
You're the star of this show, man.
Also,
why isn't the United States title always been brought to you by McDonald's? Is that not the most perfect marriage in history?
They're sponsoring everything else now.
Yeah, right. It should be brought to you by Nukes and Cheeseburgers, also, USA.
The burgers in the bank is a great idea.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to be able to recover from that. What were we talking about, wrestling or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is one of the most serviceable workers. This is the problem. When Kevin Owens goes on the radio and goes, it's one of the best guys I've ever worked with, then what are you going to do?
Right.
So you think that that Roman Reigns sucks, and Kevin Owens doesn't, and you're right?
Right.
You're an idiot. You're wrong. Not you.
Ethereal
you.
Not
either. You're all great.
Ethereal you. I gotcha.
Outer space hypothetical fan. So, it's time.
It's burger time?
It's almost
prediction. United States burger champion?
It's almost prediction time. Buddy, thank you so much for joining the New Age Insiders. Listen live Wednesday nights at 8. It was great to talk to you, my friend.
Great talking to you, too.
Where's Ant?
Ant! I don't know. Too late.
All right. Phil, sit down. It's time to predict this show.
All right.
So, Bill, do you have the card in front of you?
Who's to pull up for 1 second? Here we go. All right. Want to start with the pre-show?
Why wouldn't we?
So, Sami Zayn is going to wrestle Kevin Owens for his job.
Again.
For the last time.
This time we're serious.
Oh, no. Oh, that was on Raw? Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was the pre-show.
Final Mania 11. Go ahead.
All right, so in the pre-show, the first match is for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, and it is the champion King of Cruiserweights, Neville, taking on Austin Aries.
I mean, it's got to be Austin Aries, right?
I don't think so, but go ahead.
After coming back from that devastating injury, he was great as inserted into the commentary team of 205 Live and everything on Raw. He's one of the best performers in the world, so Austin Aries.
I'm going to say that Neville retains.
Yep.
I think he's going to do something dastardly to do so, but I think they're really trying to cement this guy as the face of this division and a big deal moving forward, at least as big a deal as that belt can be. I love Austin Aries. He's one of my favorite active performers, and I just don't think it's his night. I'm going to say Neville retains.
I'm going to take Neville as well.
Austin Aries.
Phil.
Neville.
Phil right, Neville, so three everybody. Two. Phil Neville.
Hey,
producer,
how are you?
Producer extraordinaire from another dimension, Phil Neville.
That's G-Rod.
It's my Long Rock's cousin.
Right.
All right, we got the 2017 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I do not have a list of participants, but let's try to figure out who's going to win this anyway.
Sami Zayn.
Please let it be Braun
Strowman. Braun Strowman, right?
Please let Braun Strowman literally pick up and throw out at least 20 of these people. Like, actual Gorilla Press eliminate them. Like, I want it to come down to Broman. I want it to come down to Broman. That's the abbreviated version of Braun Strowman if you need to save some time. I need Braun Strowman to come down to him and the Big Show. That's what this Andre the Giant Memorial, frick damn, the name's too long. What a hashtag we have in front of us, Battle Royal. And I want Braun Strowman to win. It's the Big Show's already won one. I have no idea what this award even means. But, you know, Baron Corbin did okay, I guess, and Cesaro won a tag title 11 months later, so it's a very, very big award. But I need Braun Strowman to win this thing. He's the biggest, scariest guy. I want there to be a spot where somebody comes down to the ring, they get on the apron, Braun Strowman screams like a yak, and he just jumps off and eliminates himself, because that's how I want Braun Strowman presented, as an unstoppable monster, abominable snow person. And I want Braun Strowman to win this thing. I think the guy's amazing, and I want to see him get a WrestleMania moment right away.
All right, so this just in, and I'm looking at Wikipedia, so it could be
very accurate.
Not true, I guess.
They don't want just anybody edit that.
But the SmackDown Women's Championship match is now listed as a six-pack challenge.
Oh, finally.
And it is Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Mickie James, Carmella, and Naomi.
Yeah, because Asuka's not coming, and they wanted to quell that rumor right away.
That's also all of the women.
Right, so but the name that jumped out at me was Naomi, because they took the belt off of her in anticipation for her not being able to wrestle at WrestleMania, but now she's in the six-pack challenge?
Yeah, but she wouldn't be able to stand there on SmackDown. That is interesting, though, and I'm happy for Naomi. I'm glad that she's going. I'm glad that she's going to be...
Yeah, she's going to win in her hometown of Orlando.
Yeah, I'm happy that she's healthy enough to be part of the card, and I'm happy that she's going to be there. If I were booking this, I would have Alexa Bliss retain. I like these stories where the odds are stacked against the heels. There's no way they're going to pull it off, but then she finds a way to. I think that you already got enough credibility with Becky Lynch. I don't know the status of Naomi's knee. If she's healthy, I guess you can give it to her. I would keep it on Alexa Bliss and really see what this run can be.
I would too.
My prediction is definitely Mickie James. I think Mickie James coming back has given some legitimacy to this championship, so I'm going to go with Mickie James.
Well, I think because we're in Orlando, we are under obligation to have somebody named Mickie win, so that would make a whole lot of sense. I can totally understand. Phil, who you got walking out with the SmackDown Women's title?
It's most likely going to be Naomi, just to get that hometown pop. Just because, you know, she's here, and it's going to bring a lot more fans to that match.
It's really not a bad point, and WWE definitely makes decisions like that. And with all due respect, the SmackDown Women's title is not something they're afraid to just kind of give a moment to and not worry about long-term booking. Naomi's as solid a choice as anybody. What's next?
We have the triple threat ladder match for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championships between Gallows and Anderson, Enzo and Cass, and Cesaro and Sheamus.
So I am going to book this based on the assumption that only the three teams announced will be the only three teams participating. And I would have to say that the club will retain.
Okay. I'm going to say that Enzo and Cass finally win. I think WWE thinks it's one of those pops that they're easily going to give a crowd like this, especially since they understand that Brock and Goldberg's not super popular, Roman Reigns is not super popular. I think they give the crowd something like this as a bone. If Enzo and Cass are ever going to win these tag titles, isn't it about time we see what they can do at a championship level? We never saw it at NXT. We've yet to see it on the main roster. If they're ever going to do the damn thing, it's probably time to see what it looks like. So I'm going to say that Enzo and Cass win these titles.
I'm going to take Gallows and Anderson retaining, and that's what I'm going with. How about you guys?
By the way, Josh, Josh Lopez joined us. Cool Comedy.
How's it going, everybody? What's up, Josh?
I'm going to go Enzo and Cass, NXT territory. Great way to start off the show, so I'll go with Enzo and Cass.
I could see that, man, and the Orlando points are great when they do have kind of a hometown thing with the NXT guys.
Well, I think it's definitely going to be Enzo and Cass, because if there's anything that the Mania booking the last couple of years has showed us, is they always make the right decision like 6 months too late, because Enzo and Cass should have won the belts in Brooklyn in front of that home crowd.
Yes, they should have.
They'll win tonight.
And they were on the pre-show.
Yeah, exactly.
And they didn't. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So I think that Enzo and Cass take it, but there are no wrong answers.
There's a giant group shot going on in front of us.
Yeah, Ric Flair's here.
shots.
This is going to be a perfect time to plug the Town Hall podcast. Ant, you want to talk about it?
Yeah. You basically pick the topic, and we rank them, because we're taking over this show. It's called NIA Takeover, right? So we got Bill, Liam, me, and G-Rod, and we're taking this over.
The mic cut out.
All right.
No, they cut it.
Yeah. They cut my mic?
They cut Bill's mic. Doesn't matter. All right, what's next?
So...
Sorry. we got John Cena and Nikki Bella taking on The Miz and Maryse.
Yeah, I think we're all here to see Maryse, am I right?
Yes.
And that's going to be...
Nikki! Yeah.
Woo!
Mark Lyman.
I would. All I want is for John Cena to finally turn heel by AAing Nikki Bella at the end of this thing. I want him to get down on one knee. I want her to think that she's getting proposed to, and I want her to get AA'd, and then John Cena turns heel. There's no better time. There's no better place. This is where we do it. The most magical place on earth breaks this girl's heart to pieces.
We're going to get a proposal.
I do think that John Cena and Nikki Bella win, and we get some sort of very Macho Man and Liz-like moment where he puts her on his shoulder, and we all feel so good for the happy couple. I'd be pretty surprised if Cena and Nikki didn't take this thing.
And no proposal?
I don't know if he's going to propose to her or not, but I kind of hope he doesn't because I think it's funny. Sorry if that's mean.
Yeah, no, he's going to propose. They're going to win. It's going to be heartwarming. It's going to be heartwarming. It's going to be great.
I think it's going to be an okay match, too, because you're going to ask Maurice and Nikki Bella to do very, very little, and you're going to ask John Cena and Miz to do a lot, and they'll be able to work pretty well together.
Yeah, and Miz really versus John Cena is a good match.
What else you got?
We got Dean Ambrose taking on Baron Corbin for the Intercontinental Championship.
I got to go with Baron Corbin on
this
one.
Me too.
I think that Baron Corbin needs to win this
match. They're talking to you in your first hardcore championship reign.
I got the heat that it needed to want it off of me. I think that Baron Corbin's going to arrive in this match. I think that he is going to beat Ambrose. I'm thinking that he should. I'm not a big Dean Ambrose guy, but even if I was, I would want to see what Baron Corbin can do. You gave him this Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal a year ago, right? He hasn't done a whole lot with it. If we can say that even though it took a year, it got him to an Intercontinental Championship.
Right.
It actually does a lot for the Andre Battle Royal, as well as Baron Corbin, because we can pinpoint
he did X with it.
1 year later, he's Intercontinental Champion. It looks good for everybody involved. I think Baron Corbin wins, and I hope he does.
I'm going to take Baron Corbin as well. How about you, Josh?
I'm going to go with Baron Corbin. I agree with everything you guys just said, especially the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That's a big point right there. And honestly, even if I think this may be the only match of the show that could end with a DQ or probably the shortest match on the card, probably. But either way, I love Corbin. I think he's going to have a great 2017.
I think so, too. Phil?
I think Corbin needs to win just to further his character. Dean doesn't need to win. Dean's already been champion, so even if they wanted to take the belt off him and then put him right back in the main event scene, we'd be fine with it.
Right.
He's done it before, so
sure. Give
Corbin the moment.
And I think that, again, we've talked a lot about this on the show, that SmackDown doesn't have the deepest of the rosters, you know what I mean? Maybe you do need Dean Ambrose back up at the top for a little while, especially if Wyatt retains and you need a new face to go up against, I'm assuming, a heel champion moving forward in Bray Wyatt.
Exactly.
You know, maybe something like that. Who we got next, Bill?
We have the Fatal 4-Way Elimination Match for the Raw Women's Championship between Bayley, Charlotte, Sasha Banks, and Nia Jax.
I'm going to predict Sasha Banks because I think it completes the heel turn that we need to have happen.
It's 98% of the way
right there.
Right,
she's already mostly cooked. I think this is what finishes it off. I think there's a direct betrayal from Sasha to Bayley.
It's got
to
be Nia Jax.
Why?
Because the other three women are established, and this would solidify Nia Jax as a contender on par with the other three.
Maybe. I think there's just there's so many stories going on in the match that don't involve her. That I think we're going to take at least one of them to that next place. And I think that's what a Sasha Banks victory does, or even a Charlotte victory, quite frankly. But I don't think Nia Jax winning is impossible, and I don't think it's a bad call. If you made me put money on it, I'd tell you it's Sasha. Who you guys got?
You got to establish this beast character that Nia Jax is supposedly playing now, and I think Nia Jax is going to have to win this one. Give her WrestleMania moment, and just make her look strong in the Fatal 4-Way match.
Okay. Matt McCool.
At the end of the day, the story's been about Sasha and Bayley, and it should come down to Sasha and Bayley. Now, the whole elimination match doesn't do anything justice for Nia Jax, if she gets eliminated, but I'm going to say Sasha Banks wins. She turns on Bayley, and that's Sasha's win that she's needed in the last year. Not even as a fan, it just makes a lot of sense.
Josh, who you got?
Charlotte. I think she's the Undertaker at WrestleMania for women, so I think they're going to go with a streak with the women in Charlotte's end, so I'm going to go with Charlotte to become the fifth time women's champion.
That's not a bad call, man. All right, who we got next?
We have Shane McMahon taking on AJ Styles.
This one is not as much of a no-brainer as people think. There's a real strong chance that Shane McMahon wins this match. There's a strong chance Shane McMahon wins this match. And I'm not telling you that's the right idea. I'm just telling you that's what very well could happen. What do you think of this thing?
I think that AJ Styles is going to win this thing just because I think that they're going to try and establish AJ Styles as the top bad guy, and he needs a little bit more bad in him. And beating up Shane McMahon is a perfect chance to do that.
I think we could easily see something happen during this show that makes this match about AJ Styles' future on SmackDown. And if Shane McMahon beats him, that he loses his contract or something like that. Because I do think they want to get AJ over to Raw. So I think that there's a real solid chance. But you could play it off the other way. AJ wants to get out of SmackDown. So if he wins, you have to let me go out of my contract and go over to Raw. Maybe they'll do none of that. I'm not sure.
Well, it's not going to be at this WrestleMania.
I'm going to pick with my heart and say that AJ wins because I just would be so frustrated after back-to-back WrestleMania losses for this guy that don't make a ton of sense to me. So I'm going to say AJ Styles, but I'm not even sure I totally believe myself.
Yeah, I'm going to take Styles as well. Throughout this whole build-up, AJ's biggest gripe with Shane was that he wasn't getting proper title matches, and clearly he'd never won the title back after he lost it, so I think AJ's due for a big win. So I'm taking AJ Styles.
Ant?
I'm going to go Styles. And going off what you said with him going the Raw, I think he beats Shane McMahon so badly that Daniel Bryan trades him on Tuesday night.
Maybe that's a great way to get out of this thing, too, that he's just reckless.
Yeah, he's just you beat up this, you know, CEO of SmackDown.
Right, we can't have you here. Ric Flair, what do you think of AJ versus Shane McMahon?
I think I reckon this match has a lot of collateral for the future of AJ's career. AJ needs to win decisively.
You good?
He needs to be seen to have Shane as no solid, reasonable, rational competition for him.
Right.
He is in a class of his own. I like your point of Raw. Possible switch to Raw. Is it necessary? Possibly not, because right now he's really excelling. He's really carrying the SmackDown brand. What do you think yourself?
I agree that he's carrying the SmackDown brand, and I would actually encourage them not to get rid of AJ, not get rid of, but to move on from AJ Styles, because you are going to need to make one hell of a trade. You are going to have to trade AJ Styles, and I'm no exaggeration, for Roman Reigns, Cesaro, and Sheamus.
Because, and three draft picks.
Because SmackDown's already so thin that if you make a one-on-one trade, people basically watch SmackDown for AJ Styles most of the time, or at least it's their driving force reason. If you lose that guy, SmackDown might all of a sudden not be the internet's favorite show anymore. That's very possible.
How do you feel about Rollins for Styles? They're both having problems with management.
I think that AJ Styles is at this phase of the game twice as popular as Seth Rollins.
You have an interesting dynamic if Nakamura moves to SmackDown. It looks like after last night that's a probable likely scenario.
I agree with you.
AJ and Nakamura will have a lot of chemistry, a lot of magic to have on that brand.
Can't go wrong. I think the only guy you could trade AJ Styles for one-on-one is Finn Balor right now. I think that's the only way you match the star power one-on-one. What else we got?
The non-sanctioned match between Triple H and Seth Rollins.
So no contest.
Ooh, that's not a bad call. I think the whole thing might break down into a debacle because Joe's going to get involved and then Finn Balor comes back. Around the table, does Finn Balor come back tonight?
Yes. No. Balor's back.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. But you can't, you said, no Demon King.
Right, no.
You get that once.
Leather jacket Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Leather jacket Finn Balor, not Demon Finn Balor. I do think we see him tonight. I think it's important for him to reestablish himself and say, hey, I'm back. It's a big moment. You want to be able to say he was part of this show. And I think whatever he's going to do, the guys are all there. Who's he going to feud with? Joe, Rollins, Hunter, Owens, I don't care. They're in there. They're at the show. Let's do the damn thing. I do think we see him. I think that there's no pinfall here, you know what I mean? If it is Triple H beats Rollins. If somebody wins, Triple H beats Rollins.
Great.
I agree.
What's up next?
So we got Roman Reigns and The Undertaker up next. And I'm taking Roman Reigns in this one. As much as I hate it, I'm taking Roman Reigns.
Yeah, for all the reasons we've talked about throughout this show, you know, we've broken this thing down in great detail. The Undertaker's on the way out. Roman Reigns is on the way up. Maybe you don't like the people they've chosen to be on the way up, but that's what this show is going to be about. It's the biggest win possible, and I could see why they want to give it to Roman Reigns. I'm torn on this, and I'm actually going to pick The Undertaker, because until I see him lose to somebody other than Brock at WrestleMania, I'm not going to believe they actually want to pull the trigger, even with Roman Reigns. So I'm going to pick The Undertaker, but I'm not sure I believe myself.
I'm going to go with The Undertaker. I think that it's the surefire no-brainer to end this thing in cheers.
Oh, I mean, it is the only way to end it in cheers. Also, really quick, what match does JR call?
It has to be Reigns-Taker,
Goldberg,
right?
Goldberg-Lesnar.
You think Goldberg-Lesnar? So here's real quick with the Reigns. I know we're wrapping up, but Reigns and Lesnar being the only two people that beat Undertaker at Mania for next year Mania, it's a story that sells itself.
It is. It's a no-brainer. So. I do think that JR calls Brock and Goldberg, though. Ric Flair, what do you think?
I think you're looking at, in my humble opinion, I think you're looking at JR calling Reigns and Taker. I think you're looking at Reigns walking out of here as the face of the company, as the torch being passed And that's that handshake between Vince McMahon and Roman Reigns will occur tonight, I believe.
Okay, I can believe that.
All right.
All right, what do we got?
We have Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton for the WWE Championship.
I got to say, Bray Wyatt's going to walk in and out.
I hope so.
Bray Wyatt should win. Bray Wyatt will win. He is the guy. He's the guy that's taking this next step. And the bigger picture is, I mean this with no disrespect, we just don't need Randy Orton to be the champion of SmackDown right now. It's just not the direction of that show. It's just not where we are right now. And I also don't need Randy Orton to win, what is this, a 13th heavyweight title? I get it. I've seen it. I've seen Randy Orton as champion.
I think Bray will lose and win it right back.
Maybe, but I would get the fan out here thinks that Bray is going to lose and win it right back. I'd have Wyatt win. I would just cement this guy. Randy Orton took Bray Wyatt to a new mental level, and that guy's got to win.
Bray. Right. It's Bray.
Yeah, I'm taking Bray for sure.
All right. Flair, you got Bray?
I think you're looking at Bray Wyatt here. Here's another guy just like Roman. He's going to be here for 10, 12, 13 more years making money for the company.
Give him a moment.
We need that handshake tonight. We don't need a 13th reign
for Randy. You embarrassed this guy at WrestleMania last year. Let him win this thing. I'm going to assume that the next match is for the Universal Championship between Brock Lesnar and future WWE Hall of Famer. And Michael Cole said it, so it has to be true. The greatest WCW champion of all time, Bill Goldberg. We'll see. Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. Who is going to win this championship?
Bill Goldberg.
Really? Do you want that or believe that?
He's going to.
You want that or you believe that?
I believe that and I want that.
Okay. Right, what do you got, Bill? Who wins, Bill Goldberg or Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar.
I think so, too. I just think that Vince wants this guy to be the guy, and it's just he's never gotten over his crush on Brock Lesnar. He's never gotten over it, and this is the guy. It's the biggest star on the show. But the thing about it is, if Undertaker goes on last, maybe he doesn't win. I don't know, but I'm going to pick Brock Lesnar as well. I gotta imagine that Brock finally gets his, and that happens tonight. Is that the card?
That's all right.
Thank you so much to everyone who joined us, to Ric Flair, to Nick, to everyone that sat in the chair, to Phil, and to Joshy, to Matt McCool, to G-Rod. I don't think I already said G-Rod. To Maddie. To everyone that joined us live on location at WrestleMania 33 for the Connor's Cure tailgate party. Please go ahead. Any dollar you can donate goes to an outstanding cause, to Connor's Cure. Thanks to everybody who participated, everybody who listened. If you enjoyed what you heard, we are live every Wednesday night on NewAgeInsiders.com. We are available on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. You can find us all over the place. We love talking to wrestling fans. We've built something that we think you'd be really happy to be a part of. The people that will join you next time you see us, because we're flying back home tomorrow. Next time you see us, the Patreons will see us Monday and Tuesday. You'll hear us on Wednesday. We hope we bring all of you with us live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. My name has been Jason Molotov.
I am Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
And we are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, and please do. We are at New Age Insiders, at Liam, N-A-I, at Bill Neville, N-A-I. We have a website. Listen live Wednesday night, NewAgeInsiders.com. A huge shout out to all of our network shows, also available on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher, the NAI network, which we couldn't be prouder of, because all together, live at WrestleMania, we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.
Feeling like Left Eye, boy, I burn the roof in this thing. I got all the women getting naked, feeling like Luke in this thing. Think it's a game. Now I got the green lit and the green right. All I need is mommy for you to give me the green light, so I can run through it like an easy pass. Find a G-spot and step on the gas. Woo!
Give me the green light, cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time. Let's go. What you wait?